Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, I know personally, I've kind of turned in on myself. Talk about autoimmune. Spiritually, I've had autoimmune. I've turned back on myself and hated myself. And it has turned around and manifested itself in certain sicknesses and certain conditions. And this is why this is so powerful, because I wouldn't have. I don't know if I would have called it that. I wouldn't have said, "Oh yeah, I have self-hatred," but it was clear that it was. I was manifesting it. Whenever you rail at yourself, call yourself stupid, or there's a litany of ways you can hate yourself. And, I'm ugly. You look in the mirror. I'm so ugly. Or every time, you forget something, you say, "God, you're so stupid." Or, when you forget to save your document and it gets, lost, and then you say, "Why are you so stupid?" A lot of stupid talk. Or if you're a perfectionist and then you just didn't do it perfect. Boy, that you'll turn on yourself real quick. And I like what you said at the beginning, Martha. You were referencing autoimmune and how it does affect our bodies. We don't get to go carte blanche into hating ourselves and not have there be devastating consequences and repercussions. Not only for me in my life, but then it affects everybody I'm around. You become a person that you really probably wouldn't want to be because of self-hatred. You can't love someone else if you don't love yourself. So I turn around and I start shredding the people that are in my life because of it. This is why this message is so powerful. I was thinking, Jennifer, for people that have been on the CD of the month for years and years and years, why don't they just go turn around and listen to the CD of the month, and they could, it's a transcript, isn't it? But I definitely want to say that this is so not a transcript. Not only have both of you worked to add so much to it, but Jennifer, you've reworked it. You've reworked it to present it as a written. And a lot of people will say, I don't like audio. I prefer, well, this is ding, ding, ding. You've won the prize. This is it. But, if you have listened to the message, all this is going to do is completely undergird it and reinforce it with this message. And it does it in such a totally different way. You've literally taken mass chunks and reworked it completely. To tell everybody about that.
Yes, this is these are not mirror entities. There is a specific anointing in the spoken word when Martha gives a message, and there is another anointing in the written word, and that's a given across the board. That's not just in these, that's Martha's booklets that she did that were based on salvaging incredible and basic foundational messages that the audio was going on and that we were having difficulty, getting them translated properly, and they were hard to hear. And so that's where the booklet series came from, knowing God, loving God, hearing God. And the anointing is not better, it's not worse, it's simply different. It's just a different anointing. And I was trying to think of an analogy, because I thought sooner or later I'd be talking about this. And the closest I can get to it is that the spoken word, that anointing, especially in Martha, can operate just as easily in a linear or nonlinear fashion. So imagine jazz or traditional symphonic. So traditional symphonic had certain movements. There's repetition of themes throughout. It's a fairly linear piece of music. Jazz, obviously, which a lot of people don't like because it's a little bit chaotic. Leaps and turns and goes here and then there and doesn't necessarily have to have one particular theme that's allowing you to stay in touch with it. It goes where it wants. And, when Martha's talking, sometimes her messages are pretty linear. There's almost a scriptural outline, and she moves. It's like stepping stones, boom, 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 and kind of builds, and then there's an end. But there are other times when the spirit is whimsical. You know, not whimsical in the sense of My Little Ponies, which a lot of people mistake that word as meaning fantastical. That's not how I mean it. Whimsical, I mean it in the sense of flexibility. It flits where it will. It is not tied down to a single path. And this particular message, Overcoming Self-Hatred, was a whimsical message. Martha began by addressing us as a body, as church. We were having one of our meetings, which I get asked this question all the time. So when are the days that you have church and when the spirit leads? And people are really concussed. I'm going to use that word because there's usually a good 10 seconds of silence while they try to figure out if I'm a dirty hippie or if I'm for real. Maybe both. But in this case, you start out. So there is almost a jazz-like quality of this, and it builds and it makes perfect sense, and there's anointing and you're never lost, but you're on a journey, you know. And what works in the spoken word just doesn't necessarily work in the written word. Very difficult to pull off jazz in written, because written by its very nature is a linear thing. People play around with it, you know, and you'll read books where it's like they open it with, he had just murdered a man, you know, and, oh, that's so edgy. And then the whole thing is finding out, you know, how you got to that point. But that's about as much as you could play with a book. Storytelling it is what it is. So if you're talking about something like this, it had to be ordered differently. And some things that worked, little two-sentence examples and anecdotes, and I'll call them jewels. They are jewels. Didn't make it in here because when they were put down written, they felt like rabbit trails, you know, like afterthoughts. They weren't working with the anointing. They were obscuring the message in the written, whereas they enhanced it in the spoken. And I don't know how else to say it, but so these are different entities. Go back and listen to the message, by all means. Absolutely, if you're a Message of the Month subscriber, which I encourage everyone to be, because, you know, these are jewels. But the written is, it's going to be different. And, you know, Martha and I did. We reworked a couple of different chapters, and she wanted to add a scripture here and there. And so they are, in every sense of the word, a kind of rebirthing and a different presentation of Martha's original revelation. And, you know, I get pulled in by the spirit. It's not like I can sit there and just approach it like it's grammar, you know. Sometimes that can be maddening because, you know, I'll be like, I'd really just like to knock out this chapter. And then I get sucked in, and then the next thing you know, I'm having a dealing with the Holy Spirit, and I'm repenting of three different things. And it's, you know, I don't appreciate it, but I also can't argue with him because he's in charge. So, you know. He messes up my to-do list quite a few times, but there's safety in that, I think. And for me, I would much rather have the spirit imparting actively to me as I go through it. That's an assurance to me that the message is intact, that his anointing is there, that his voice isn't being stripped away. His voice in Martha. Is a very specific voice. So, John, I would address that and say, if you prefer reading, then here's your chance. And if you're somebody who's heard the message, you haven't heard this.
Well, then you can have the Kindle book read it to you. So that's kind of cool. But, you know, when you're speaking, you're speaking and are influenced and responsive to the audience, to those that are listening. So if, you know, there's a whole bunch of nodding or amening kind of, you know, you're leading in that direction. You're going with that kind of flow. Not that you're not following the spirit in it, but we influence each other. And so in this message in particular, you were with us. We were a body message. It was a body meeting, and so you were responding to us. And there were several points that we broke into just repentance for different things, and then you take it into this amazing prayer for overcoming, which is a complete deliverance of overcoming self-hatred. It's amazing. We were all on the floor. So this message was living and breathing. This message was something. And when I edited it, I had to take all, you know, I had to change it. Even from what we heard and what I put out as the message of the month were two totally different messages.
Sure enough.
Because, you know, you were there and we were, you know, it was just totally different. So this is actually the third rendition of the same message and being rebirthed each time. I Jennifer reminded me the other day and said, do you remember this? And then I remembered actually taping where I was sitting, where you were sitting. And then I went, oh, we were all doing a podcast. And then I looked over at you and I said, oh, no, no, this is the message of the month. You just keep going, you know, because you were looking for input. You were looking for us to join in. And I said, oh, no, you've now taken this. You were 20 minutes at least into it. And I was like, going, no, no, you just birthed the CD of the month. How do you like that? So that was great. And then, you know, but even in that, even though I knew that, There were moments where you were responding to us and we were responding to you, and I just had to cut that out. And then the whole repentance thing, that would just been a mess to listen to. But, you know, thank God people didn't have to listen to that. So I'm real grateful. I'm real grateful that we're doing this. I'm real grateful that we're recovering these messages because I don't want them to die. I don't want them to just end. I would, you know, if there's another format to do it in, I would want to do it in that because, you are talking about gems. This isn't just, I'm being negative here, but this isn't just Billy Bob just giving up a message that, you know, he's reading through. This is something that the Spirit has birthed. Now he's birthed it three times and there's a power. There's a superpower. Think about the message, the great lie. I mean, that has been one of the best selling booklets that you've done. That message, we put it in at least two series because I didn't even know when I was putting them together. They went into two series and I realized, wow, this is, it's different every time I listen to it. The message is new every single time. So I don't want to, you know, go on and on about this, but I'm pretty amazed at it. I'm pretty amazed at the leading of the Lord to do this. And I really, really hope people will really enjoy it and are blessed by it. And I've asked people, please pray for this, that these messages would get in the hands of open-hearted people, people that are open, receptive, and ready for this message, that this is going to ignite in people's lives and bring life. That is my prayer.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.